Some years ago, we were traveling with local church ministries. I sent out a letter across Canada stating we would come and help with some series that we had on fighting discouragement in the small church. I thought I might hear from one or two churches and then try and schedule some other churches around them. I heard from every province, from British Columbia right through to the East Coast, people who were discouraged and said, "Would you come and help us?" There is no doubt that the greatest tool the devil has is the tool of discouragement. Paul the Apostle spent his life as a Christian with one major purpose, and that was to help others. Writing to the Corinthians, he said it was his desire, quote, "that we may be able to comfort them which are in trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God," 2 Corinthians 1:4. To the Corinthians, Paul said, "I wrote unto you with many tears, that ye might know the love which I have more abundantly unto you." He continued, "I have said before that ye are in our hearts to die and live with you," 2 Corinthians 7:3. Paul also said in 2 Corinthians 12:15, "And I will very gladly spend and be spent for you, though the more abundantly I love you, the less I beloved." The phrase "would not" is found in the Word of God 118 times. The phrase "ye would not" came from the lips of Moses 4 times. The prophet Isaiah said in Isaiah 30:15, "ye would not." Jeremiah tells us in his book, "Because they have not hearkened to my word, saith the Lord, which I send unto them by my servants the prophets, rising up early and sending them, but ye would not hear, saith the Lord." Jeremiah 29:19. Jesus said in John 5:40, "Ye will not come unto me, that ye might have life." He said, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, which killeth the prophets and stoneth them that are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together as a hen doth gather her brood under her wings, and ye would not." It is discouraging to a pastor or to a parent when the people we care about refuse to listen. However, they must make their own choices and face the consequences of their choices. Paul said, "I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart for my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh," Romans 9:1-3. But he also said in Acts 20:26, "Wherefore I take unto you record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men, for I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God." Acts 20:26. We need to realize that we do not have dominion over their faith. We are simply helpers to their joy. We can point them to the Word of God, but we cannot make them drink.